Madness Fitness Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Mingyunis and Stamingis,
welcome back to another episode of the
ABF,
All Business Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Romer Mendez, with my co-host,
Joe Rich, woo woo,
and our producer,
the bearded one,
Sean Farrell. So guys, welcome back again. We're back for another exciting episode here. Make sure, again, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. If you're hearing this on iTunes, also subscribe. Give us some love. We're here with a very exciting guest, and this one I'm actually very excited for. We have Kate Robertson from The Macro Experiment. Kate, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Doing good. Doing real good. Thanks for being on.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I feel so honored and happy to be here.
All right. That's what we want.
No, we're excited. I think we have a lot of cool topics that the people out there do want to hear and listen to. So, Kate, you're from Chicago?
I am actually from Wilmington, North Carolina, originally. Like, if you've ever seen Dawson's Creek or One Tree Hill, those, like, old school shows.
Remember those?
That's the town that I'm from. Yeah. So, little beach town.
Is that where you currently live now?
But now I live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Okay. Oh, nice.
Of those areas, do you remember do you remember Hill's Department Stores?
Oh my gosh. I think so. Like when I was really little, I went there with like my grandma.
I miss Seriously. Hill so much and the stale popcorn.
Oh my gosh. That's so weird. I really haven't thought about that probably since I was like little. That's weird.
Okay, glad I brought it off.
So, Kate, if we had to ask you, who is Kate Robertson?
Who is Kate Robertson? Well, I guess I'm a very eclectic person. I have a lot of interests.
Oh.
A lot of different little things that I'm into. I guess I'm a singer-songwriter, fitness, nutrition blogger, to do a few random little things here and there. And I'm going to be competing in my first bikini competition in a couple of months. So I'm really excited about that. So I'm starting to really get into like bodybuilding now. And I don't know. There's a lot of different things about me. I'm a huge nerd. I love like games like an anime and just like really nerdy stuff like that. I'm really into that.
Do you like comic books?
He went there.
I like some like manga, Japanese comic books.
Like you're like Dragon Ball Z, like that kind of stuff.
Dragon Ball Z is cool. I was more into like Sailor Moon.
So, oh my god, my sister used to love that.
Weird, like little girly stuff.
Did you have a Tamagotchi or Tamagotchi?
Every single episode. Oh, yes. I had many of those growing up.
I had one of those, too. A Tamagotchi.
Romer had a Tamagotchi.
Did you have one?
No, I don't even know what those are. But they sound pretty cool, though.
They're like little digital pets that you, like, have to take care of. And if you don't, they crap themselves or, like, they, like, die or something like that?
I remember those.
Yeah.
They do. They poop on the screen
those.
And they, like, die.
Yeah.
Actually, I did have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think mine died though. So, so for all those listeners and watchers out there from YouTube and iTunes, you have your vlog on YouTube, and for everyone out there, please check it out. You're gonna find a lot of interesting things. It's the Macro Experiment. So tell us about that. How did you get started with the Macro Experiment, and maybe what is the Macro Experiment?
Okay, well. It's kind of a long story, so do you want the long version?
We got a lot of time.
Okay. Wow, okay, sorry if I start to ramble and rabbit trail, but okay, let me just kind of start from the beginning. So, about 3 years ago, and like, well, actually it was about like 5 to 6 years ago, I had a pretty hardcore like eating disorder. And I was restricting myself hardcore. I was eating like 700 calories a day. It was like after I moved to Nashville, I moved here for music originally, and I really wanted to look good, and to me, looking good was being stick thin. I just thought that was like a good look, so I basically just starved myself, lost a bunch of weight within a couple weeks, and just thought that the only way that I could look good was and like keep the weight off was to basically not eat. And so I did that for years and years and years, and people were worried about me and all that. So fast forward like a couple years, I friend who introduced me to like counting, he actually counted his macros. So he would like, I would see him weighing stuff out, like weighing his food out, and I didn't know what he was doing. So I just kind of asked him about it, and he told me, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's really interesting. And I'm like, I'm a huge like science nerd. I love just like, I don't know, anything that has to do with like science. And yes. So I started researching it, and I found Lane Norton's videos Yay. Online. So I watched all of those. I just like, binged watched all of those. I read a bunch of ebooks and just like totally immersed myself in learning about macros and counting macros, because I was like, well, oh my gosh, maybe this could help me. So and I found out about reverse dieting. So I decided that maybe to help myself get out of this eating disorder thing, I would start an experiment. Like, and I was like, I actually remember one day I was like, you know what, I'm just going to start this blog and post my stats every week as I reverse diet and see if it'll help anybody out there, if it actually works. So I did. I posted my weight, my body fat percent, and my macro changes. Just from week to week, I would increase macros. And I graphed it out and everything over the weeks. And that was like the beginning of the macro experiment. So yeah, it's kind of, I guess that wasn't too long of a story, but yeah. So that was the beginning of like the experiment that I did. That was like almost 2 years ago that I finally started increasing my calories. And I really didn't gain weight until I actually decided to go into like a surplus, you know? And I did that for quite a while. So yeah, it mentally got me out of that headspace that was like, I have to be stick thin and not eat anything, to like, okay, I actually need to gain weight to gain muscle to look good eventually. So does that make any sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And I love the name of it, Macro Experiment. It's very catchy.
Thanks.
I read all your blogs and your website, and I think you got a really good thing going.
Aw, thanks.
You're welcome. Now, as far as you want to be a singer too, I mean, have you ever been on like an American Idol? Why don't you sing something right now for us?
Yeah, do it. Show us.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh gosh, no. What do you want me to sing?
Anything you want. Just go ahead. Just belt. Let's hear it.
I don't know.
Oh,
no, I can't.
You're
oh,
doing
don't
it.
Do
you're
it.
Doing
don't
it.
Do
yes,
it.
You are. You're doing it.
No.
All right. Well, on to the next question. How do you feel about Tinder and guys that look? I'm the kind of guy that's going to ask those kind of questions. How do you feel about guys that like go or okay. girls that go on Tinder?
How do I feel? I have a lot of friends that do it. I say go for it. I don't know. I don't do it because I'm not single. So.
There you go. If you were single, would you do it?
Heck yeah, I would.
There you go, guys.
I think it's a great way to meet people. Is that weird? I don't know.
No, it's not. Well, it can't be too weird if they have it out there. I mean, it's got to be, you know, everyone's doing it. I mean, a lot of people are doing it, so why not?
Like, I think Joe's asking for me because I'm not on Tinder yet.
I creep around, but I'm never going to find it. I don't think I'm ever going to find anyone on there because I spend most of my time in the gym. But I do creep every now and then. Is that? Yeah, I creep. I'll say the word creep. I get creepy
okay.
every now and then.
All right.
He gets a little creepy.
Creep it up.
So, Kate, you mentioned, so are you married or have a boyfriend, engaged, or what's your...
Yes, I am married. I got married three and a half years ago. Yeah. So his name is Joel. He's not into fitness at all, but he's so supportive of me. He's actually a music video director here in Nashville. That's what he does. And he also does like animation. So, you know, there's like a little animation on the intro to the macro experiment. He made that. So
it's pretty cool. Okay. Actually, I was going to ask you, you know, you mentioned you've been married for 3 years now, you know, now were you into fitness before you met him?
Kind of like in a way. I mean, I always was like running and like lifting. I didn't really lift. I lifted like really light weights, and I would just like run a ton. Another thing I guess I didn't mention, when I had an eating disorder, I would just like run for miles and miles and miles. So I guess in a way I was kind of into fitness in that way, but not like into building muscle. I was just into wasting my body away, I guess you could say. So not really.
So how much of a help do you think your husband has been in the part of your fitness industry?
He's been really helpful, like especially with helping me with like my video stuff. Actually, I am about to go into the studio and record another parody song, and he is going to help me make a music video for it. So he's been really, you know, he's been with me sometimes, maybe like twice a week, and he'll lift some and like run some, and it's good. It's good.
That's awesome, Kate. Hey, Kate, I want to know, what do you think about the girls on social media that post them kind of like slutty or like provocative pictures? How do you feel about that side of the fitness industry?
I guess I wouldn't do it. Personally, I wouldn't do it. I think there's a difference between posting a provocative picture and posting a picture that might like inspire people, like a transformation picture, or, you know, somebody who's worked really hard for their body and showing it off in a way that isn't like, hey, look at me. It's more like, hey, look at what I've done. Different types of pictures, the way that they do it, you can kind of tell how, like, their intentions, you know what I mean?
Intentions, or they because like to get attention?
Both.
Okay.
Both of the above. Good one. Good one.
So okay, you're working with Lee Norton, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us about that. How has your experience been since maybe before pre-Lane and then after Lane? How has it been working with him?
It's been amazing. He's awesome. I mean, I can't even believe that he took me on as a client, because he is really the reason that the whole macro experiment started, is because of him. He totally inspired me. He was the first videos I watched about reverse dieting and macros was Lane. So, I mean, he's just completely influenced me since the beginning. It really is a dream come true that he is actually my coach. So before Lane, doing my own thing, especially with training, I was kind of winging it, you know, but with Lane, like, it's so methodical. It's so well thought out programs. Like his DUP and all of his workouts that he has me do. It's very much, like, I can tell that there's a lot of thought put in and a purpose for every single day. You know, it's not just like I'm going in and doing the same old thing. So, yeah, it's been great. He's the best.
Oh, he really is. And I'll tell you that way back when I started before, I remember back in the day when he started the whole If It Fits Your Macros thing. You know, and at first I was saying, wait, you can eat whatever you want and it works. That doesn't make sense. But then the more and more I listened to him over the years, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that actually does make sense. And then 2 years ago, I worked very closely with him as well. And he was a great person to work with. He was very responsive. And to me, it was almost like he was like mentoring me, because we do coach competitors on the side as well. You know, we do coach competitors. So for us, it was almost like a mentorship as well to work closely with Lane. So shout out to Lane.
Yeah, Lane.
That's awesome.
Shout out.
Yeah.
We brought out the fine china.
So, Kate, you mentioned you started your prep, correct?
Yeah, I did. About 6 weeks ago, I started a thing. Yeah.
Wow. And how has that been so far during your first 6 weeks? How different has it been now compared to the last few years, we'll say, of you training and dieting?
It's been, I mean, so far I haven't lost any strength really. So the past 2 years, really, I've been in a caloric surplus, like, I guess, like lean bulking, although I've gained about 20 pounds in the last 2 years. But I've been lifting really heavy and eating, you know, a lot. So, but this is the first time that I've done a slow cut, like losing like a pound a week, if that, you know. So the last time time that I lost a bunch of weight was when I starved myself, you know, and that was real fast. So I'm definitely not used to doing it so slow, but it's been great because I've not lost any strength in the gym and I feel really good. I don't feel like I'm starving or anything. So far it's only been like 6 or 7 weeks so far, but I feel really good and yeah, I'm excited about it.
And how many weeks out are you right now?
I am 15 weeks out.
What shows are you, do you have planned weird. Right now?
Say that one more time.
What shows do you have planned to compete in this year?
So far, I'm just planning on doing the Fluis Classic here in Nashville, Tennessee. It's on July 16th.
My birthday.
There you go. Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kate, I kind of want to know, and I ask a lot of people this: what kind of pisses you off or ticks you off about the fitness industry? There's a lot of pros and good things that come out of fitness, but there's also a lot of, you know, negative stuff. And what's one of the negative things that you kind of like? It doesn't jive too well with you with the fitness industry.
I guess I would say this kind of goes for anything, but people who just say negative things and are discouraged. People stuff and they're just like not nice. And I just don't like that, of course. I guess that's with anything, not really the fitness industry, but I guess about the fitness industry, I'm not sure.
That's okay.
I guess I'm kind of new to it. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty new to it, just, you know, so.
Those are trolls, especially on YouTube. There's a lot of, they call them trolls out there, and those are the people that just kind of like, they sign on with about 10, they're the same person, but they sign on with 10 different names, and they'll just try to rip you apart and tear you down.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah,
so it's like the same person.
It could very well be.
They just don't like you.
They got something against you, or they I often say if you got some haters, you're doing something right. So maybe they do like you, but they just, you know, they want to try
That's
to break
true.
You.
Yeah. So Kate, you are pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty
what about
positive.
You guys? What do you guys? It's not like.
Oh
wow!
Question got turned back to us.
I kind of like that. Rome, right. you answer this.
Yeah, I want to know.
I mean, it's very similar to what you said. The negativity. You know, I don't like. I think specifically too with all the different federations. I'll tell you that our show that we're promoting, we're actually 6 days out from our show that we promote here, the DFAC, DFAC, Buffalo Natural Spring Fest. But also,
awesome.
there's other OCB shows, other IMBF shows, other NGA shows, and we support every federation. You know, things that we don't like is when, I guess, other promoters or other people start putting down federations, not just federations, but local shows, and try to just have their competitors or even tell their competitors, just, you know, stay away from this federation, just do this federation. And I feel like in this industry, again, there could be a lot of positive things that can come out of it, but also a lot of negative things, just like we said. And I think just the constant trying to bring people down, especially people that are, some promoters that there are doing a good job, and I know we see it in our area very often here in Buffalo. With so many shows going on, and I'll tell you again, we get along with a lot of the promoters. A lot of the promoters, we go to their show. We were at an IMBF show all day yesterday, and the week before we were at another NGA show up in Rochester. There was a lot of positivity, but at the same time, you do have that click, you know, that are very supportive of other competitions because I think they view us as competition when in reality it shouldn't be competition. Go ahead, Joe.
I don't like totally. When I try to be as humble as I can, and I often say try going 24 hours without saying the word I, because we all some of the best things people like to talk about is themselves. And I often when I haven't seen someone in a while, I'll often say, how are you doing? How have you been? You know, instead of just coming out and talking about yourself, like,
yeah,
you know, try to. Or, you know, I squatted this, or, you know, check out my abs, you know. And I do post pictures of, you know, what I look like. But that's, That's on my social media, so if you want to follow me, you can look yourself, but I'll never throw that in anyone's face.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
That's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't be an I person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kay, so we know that you are a pretty motivating person, a pretty positive person just by watching your videos on YouTube. You know, if you had to tell us, you know, what got you to start doing a vlog? Like, how did you get the idea of, hey, maybe I should start a vlog?
I remember I was just sitting in my living room, and I think I was just like watching some Elaine's videos and stuff, and it just kind of like came to me, the macro experiment. An experiment. I should just do an experiment on my body and just vlog it. So literally it just like happened in my brain. And so I went on like a, like, I don't know, just one of those kind of like, drag and drop website creator things that are really easy to do, and took a picture with my phone of like a grilled chicken salad. And today it's like the same picture is still up on my blog. And I was like, well, whatever, I'm just going to start this thing. So I did it.
And that's all she wrote. And it took off from there. It's funny.
Exactly.
Something just will click. And it'll just pop. I don't know. It'll just pop up in your head, and then that's, you're like, I got it. That's it. And then you run with it, and what, 27,000 followers later, and over 5,000 followers later on YouTube. It's, I mean, I feel like you're just getting warmed up. Like, you really, you have something.
That's so weird to me, by the way. Like, I do not understand like why people follow me. I mean, it's really sweet and awesome. But like, I'm just a normal girl. Just like, I don't know.
Well, cool. you know what?
I love meeting people.
You know what, Kate? Lane Norton is just a normal guy, and all these other, you know, Matt Ogus and all these Christian Guzmans, they're just normal people too. So why not you? You know what I mean? And it's happening to you right now.
Aww.
You know, enough of that mushy. Aww. Enough of that mushy stuff. For the girls out there, Kate. For the girls out there, Kate. If they were to go on a date with a guy and he either picked his nose, farted, or had a messy car on the first date, would you tell them to give that guy a second chance?
Messy car, maybe.
Okay. Oh.
Picking his nose and farting, probably not.
Oh, it's not gonna happen. All right, so hey, guys out there, I'm out.
Joe's out.
Guys out there, do not pick your nose or fart, but you can kind of have a messy car.
No, okay, can you tell this guy to please clean his car?
Yeah, that's forgettable.
Please tell him clean his car. Please tell him right now, Joe. You got to clean your car.
We'll see. We'll see.
So. Also, if you, like, for all those people out there watching this video and hearing us on iTunes, you are big on your different recipes. You know, how did you get into that specifically? Just into creating recipes? Did you start that before you started your fitness journey? Or was that something that took off when you started your fitness journey?
Actually, I've been doing that for a while. So even though I wasn't really eating much back in the day, I worked at a restaurant for a while when I was like first starting in Nashville and trying to do the singer-songwriter thing for like 5 years. I worked at a restaurant, and I would like actually create some things there. And after that, I was working at a couple different cupcake shops here in Nashville, and learned how to like just kind of what is good and how to bake and have things taste really good. And then I had my own little cake business where I would make like fondant cakes and things like that. So before my fitness journey, I was really doing a lot of baking, especially. And I love like making like baking stuff. So yeah. And then when I started doing macros and getting into that, I started experimenting with different macro friendly.
They are pretty cool. I was actually last night taking a look at some of your videos, and some pretty cool stuff out there, especially for those people who are dieting and aren't hitting macros and want something different. You know, 'cause that's the thing. I feel like if you look at all your meals or your recipes, they're pretty good. I mean, I'm actually going to go in and copy some of yours
Thank
and try
you.
Some.
Do it. Actually, like right before this interview, I was I just made like 3 recipes for avatarnutrition.com, and I'm posting those tonight, so be on the lookout.
Oh, tell us about that, about Avatar. And now Lane Norton started that company, correct?
Yes, he did, and Mark Springer.
So the first question maybe is for those out there, what is Avatar Nutrition?
So I may do a horrible job explaining it. You want to look this up, but I will tell you what I know. So it's basically a massive resource for people basically you put in a ton of different factors, your weight, your age, a bunch of stuff. If you prefer fat, different things that you plug in at the beginning, to where it kind of gives you some starting macros. And then every so often, I think maybe every week, you'll do weigh-ins, and it will adjust your macros for your goals. And there's like an algorithm, so it'll just like, if you reach your goal, it will continue to adjust your macros for you. It's really cool. So there's that aspect of it. There's tons of like awesome videos on there that you can't see anywhere else. You can't see them on YouTube, and they're about things that I've never really heard any good information on, like sugar alcohols and different artificial sweeteners and just things that I can't really find too much legit information on YouTube, but there's Avatar Nutrition. And then of course, every week I post 4 new recipes that are exclusive to Avatar. You can't find them anywhere else. There's tons of how to guides and infographics. I mean, there's just so much on there. I can't even say it all because there's so much. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
It looks pretty cool. I think we should have Lane on sometime soon, so he can let us know what it is.
Yeah. Kate, you let Lane know we're coming for him.
Okay, I'll give him a heads up.
All right, thank you.
So Kate, you mentioned you started prep now 6 weeks ago. You know, if you had to maybe tell us, is there anything that you were able to do in your off season? It can be either food related or maybe anything that you like doing with your husband that you can do now while you're prepping?
Well, I can't eat an entire pint of Ben and Jerry's, so that's sad. Oh. But but I mean, it hasn't been too bad at all. I never feel hungry. I mean, I still go out to eat. I usually get like a grilled chicken salad or something because my carbs are pretty low actually right now. On my low days, I have one higher macro day every 4 days, but on my low days, they're pretty low. So I usually stick to like a grilled chicken salad when we go out to eat. But I mean, I feel like I'm living a pretty normal life. Like it's not really hindering anything socially or yeah, it's good.
So Kate, you kind of brought up earlier in the interview that you don't know why people follow you or you know how you have this big following, but as far as like someone that you like creep or get weird on, is who do you follow in the Instagram YouTube world?
Well, obviously Lane. I mean, he's number one. Gosh, there's just so many people that I look up to.
Who's the one person? Who's the one person when you as soon as you get up, you're like, man, I got to see if he or she posted something because I'm getting the coffee jitters.
Definitely Lane. other than Lane, gosh, I really love Sohee Lee. His he does that Physique Science Radio. It's his co-host. She's awesome, and we're both pug lovers, so. I really like her. Gosh, there's just so many people. I don't know.
Okay. How do you get your teeth so white? I mean, do you drink coffee?
Oh my God. I do drink coffee. I do whiten my teeth.
My
dad is actually a dentist. So.
Oh, okay. 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 But is that whitening strips or cause I can't get this, my teeth, I use the whitening strips, but I don't get them like that. It's gotta be genetics.
So No, it's not genetics. What you have to do, okay, the whitening strips don't really, like, penetrate through the whole tooth. If you want to legit, like, whiten your teeth, get them super white and to stay white, you need to get a tray from a dentist. Will make it for you. And you need to get, like, 11%, I think it's peroxide. No, I'm not sure what the whitening, like, gel technical term is, but it's get like the 11%. That stuff will whiten your teeth in like days, and just like wear it overnight. So get the stuff prescribed by the dentist. That is the best way to whiten your teeth.
Well, sweet. Since your dad, yeah. Since your dad's a dentist, have him send a few of them trays to Buffalo.
Okay, but you guys, but he needs your like your teeth mold. So I don't know.
How do we send him that?
You guys have to come to Wilmington. We'll be happy to have you.
Road trip.
He'll hook you up.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So if you now with the macro experiment, you know, where do you see the macro experiment being in the next, let's say, 5 years or so, 5 to 10 years?
I don't know. I mean, literally, it is an experiment. Like, it still is. I mean, I would love to continue to compete, I think. Actually, I don't know because I haven't even done it yet, but it seems like something I'd be really into. I just want to help people. Like, I just want to continue to put out good informational content for people to just learn from. And I really just want to promote that you can hit your fitness goals and not have to suffer through life. And you can be happy and be into fitness. And I just want to help people who used to be in my shoes, eating like 700 calories a day. I want to help them to be able to get to the other side where I'm at now and just be happy in life, you know?
That's awesome.
You talked, you said before that when you were at that point, you had a reverse diet up, correct? To gain, you said you gained 20 pounds?
Not really. Yeah, I did. But at the beginning, I didn't gain like any weight. And I increased my calories by like 700 or 800, maybe even more than that, without gaining any weight at all. And then I decided from there, like, okay, I am consciously purposeful to gain muscle. Like, I don't just want to stay at that same weight because, I mean, I know I could, you know, stay at the same weight and still gain muscle, but it would take a very, very long time and may not be the most like optimal way to do that. So I decided to go into like a lean bulk, period for like a very long time. And so I'm excited to see what's under there. Hopefully I have some muscle under there now, because literally before I was like skin and bones before. So
well, when you tear it down, I'm sure you're gonna be amazed at what you've done. I'm positive. Hey Kate, so have you been to the Arnold Classic or LA Fit Expo?
I haven't. I really, really want to go. I really wanted to go this year, but it just kind of happened, and I didn't really plan for it.
Okay.
So,
I'm sure.
I really want to go to the Olympia, actually.
Okay. I haven't been there, but I've heard good things. We're actually going to have a Buffalo Fitness Expo this year, September 10th. You're more than welcome to come.
Oh, cool. September 10th. All right. Hey, that is near the – I think the Olympia is at the –
It's a week before the Olympia.
Come out to both. Okay.
Yeah, cool. We have
Buffalo.
Five different championships going on. Our show, the DFAC.
Awesome.
Buffalo Natural Fall Fest. We're also going to have Pro Men and Pro Figure at that show. Then also we're going to be Adam Furchin here in the area. He's a good friend of ours, and he's the New York State USPH chairman. He's going to be holding the New York State Championships in powerlifting. We're also going to have the USA New York State Olympic Lifting Championships. Also going to have the first New York State Buffalo Ninja Warrior. So similar to the American Ninja Warrior, but the Buffalo Ninja Warrior. And we're also going to have a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Championship and about 50 to 100 different sponsors.
Dang. That sounds like a good time. I'll have to come out there.
That sounds good. We'll come up there to Tennessee to give you molds of our teeth. You come to Buffalo, and we'll tell you where to go to get some some mean-ass pizza. How's that sound?
And wings as well.
Okay. Okay, deal.
Because you won't be dieting at that time, so you can have some pizza and wings. How's that sound?
I don't know. Shoot.
Yeah, okay. That could be trouble. That could be trouble.
That could be trouble, but we'll see.
So okay, so you mentioned you're competing. You're about, is it 16 weeks out or 15 weeks out from your show?
Yeah, I'm 15 weeks out.
What are you more excited for about competing? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm super excited. Lewis is going to be at my favorite spot in Nashville, Tennessee. It's called Opryland Hotel. And I know it sounds kind of weird that like a hotel would be my favorite spot, but it's this massive hotel with like these indoor gardens that go on for miles and miles, and it's just like absolutely beautiful in there. And also one of my best friends is going to be competing with me, so, and I want to just like vlog the whole thing and share my social media and stuff, and just have a great time and just meet people, and I just want to have fun with it, you know. I don't want it to be like a, I don't know, I don't want it to be like a big scary thing, but I just want it to be fun. So I'm sure I'll be really scared, but I just want to have fun with it.
Yeah, I always tell competitors, when you train or you prep for a show, you know, prep to win, train to win, but day of the show, just have fun, enjoy yourself. You know, a lot of people, I see that they might get second place, and to them it's like the end of the world. And even though, again, we love competing, we love putting on great shows, and we do so much for shows, but at the end of the day, it's just a show. You know, again, enjoy yourself, but it's never worth it for someone to get depressed over not placing in the show. You know, exactly. Enjoy the process, enjoy the show.
Yeah, it shouldn't take over your life. I remember earlier, it did consume my life for all the wrong reasons, but now I kind of live vicariously through other people, and I just want to help as many, just like you, I just want to help as many people as I can in their journeys.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm definitely not going into it thinking like I want to win first place, because I don't want to set that. I don't know. I want to do my best for sure, obviously, but I don't want to be sad, you know. I want to just have fun and do my best and like show off all that I've accomplished in the last, I guess, 3 years or however long I've been lifting. But yeah.
Hey, Kate. I'm gonna ask you three things. It's either this or that. So, Super Mario or Sonic the Hedgehog?
Okay. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Lucky Charms or Fruity Pebbles?
Oh gosh. Can I say Lucky Charms, just the marshmallows?
Just the marshmallows.
This is your podcast, so you can pretty much say anything you want.
Okay. All right. I am that girl that goes and just eats the marshmallows, and everybody hates me, so.
she's the marshmallow girl, guys. She's the marshmallow girl.
Yeah.
Hey, Kate, what's one...
That's right.
what's one embarrassing thing that's happened to you in life or the gym? Is there one thing that's happened to you in the gym that's pretty embarrassing?
The gym. Maybe not the gym yet, but I have had a lot of embarrassing moments in life. I have fallen off a stage once.
Oh, whoa.
Tell us about that.
And somebody zoomed in on me.
action shot.
I mean, I was... Yeah. I was in a play, and like it was like a, I was an angel in a play, like singing, and I just was like, "Do you want a dance move?" And just straight up fell off the stage, and someone was filming, like zoomed in on me at that exact moment. So there is blackmail of me out there, falling off stage.
There you go. $10,000 for whoever has that video.
Whoa, that's kind of steep, Roma.
Yes. That is kind of steep.
Hey, Kate, how do you feel about, now let's talk about gym etiquette a little bit. How do you, because I was in the gym today, and this dude was, he left his sweaty I don't know, sweat stuff on the gym. How do you feel about people that leave their sweat stains or don't wash off machines? It's kind of gross, isn't it?
I do think that's gross. I think that you should clean up after yourself because that is the right thing to do. Yeah, I think it's gross. At my gym, I never really see people do that. People at my gym are pretty cool. I go to a super tiny gym. There's only one squat rack, and that kind of blows because it just sucks. But I mean, but the people there are super nice, and yeah.
What about people that don't put their gym equipment away? How do you feel about those kind of people? Are you one of those people?
Like, what do you mean, don't put their gym equipment away? Like they leave, oh, like they leave stuff on, like leave weights on?
Yes.
I think that's not right. I think you should take the weight off the rack for the next person because maybe they wouldn't be able to lift it.
Exactly. That's not right, Romer.
Do the right thing, people. Like it's not right. Do the right thing. Take the weight off. Help a brother and sister out.
Ooh, I liked it. And don't leave your Band-Aids in the gym shower. I don't know why people would leave, like, it's kind of, the shower is disgusting. I don't know why people would leave such.
Oh, gross. I've actually never taken a shower at my gym.
Yeah, it's a good thing you don't.
I always do just because I feel like I always have to shower.
Yeah, but Romer wears nice sandals, and he makes sure everything's loofahed up, and he gets, there's a big process when it comes to Romer taking a shower.
What is that supposed to mean, Joe?
Take it for what it's worth, buddy.
How do you know that?
we're very close. We got a practical bromance over here in Buffalo, Kate.
Well, that's good.
One thing I don't like about, I think, gym etiquette or life etiquette is when people don't flush. I do not like that at all.
When people don't. Flush.
I would say especially in a men's bathroom. A few days ago, I was going to go to the bathroom, and this guy was using the urinal in front of me. He literally got up and got away and just left everything there. And I'm like, really?
He got away?
He left.
Got away.
The urinal or the toilet?
Both.
What does that mean, bro? He got away. I don't know what that means.
He got away. What do you mean?
What do you mean he got away? Was he like?
Wait. Do you flush a urinal? I've never seen a urinal before. Like, I've never, you know, I'm not a dude, so I don't like looking at urinals. But do you flush a urinal?
Yeah, you
just
can.
Just went down the drain. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, you can flush. They got urinal cakes here. They've got, you know, flushers. They've got even bidets. I don't know. Do you know what a bidet is?
I do know what yeah, they have those in Japan.
Well, they actually have them in New York. I mean, they have them here in Buffalo, too. They're very nice bidets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow, this interview took a turn for the worse. Hey, Kate, how can people now for the people that are listening for the people that are listening to this? Where can they reach you? What's your Instagram, MySpace? You have your own website. Why don't you let the people know where they can find you?
Okay, you can find me at themacroexperiment.com and. At the Macro Experiment on Instagram and the Macro Experiment on YouTube and Facebook. And I also have Snapchat. I'm really into Snapchat lately. But if you find me on Snapchat, it's just Macro Experiment with no the. I'm also on Twitter, but I don't really tweet that much. So I'm kind of not really on Twitter. Anyway, yeah. So.
Okay, maybe one last question. If you had to give advice to maybe someone who's starting off or maybe someone who had the same
hard start, kind of like that, almost like a hard start like you did, or maybe did things, were doing things possibly mm-hmm. the wrong way.
Yeah, or someone possibly who maybe had a similar eating disorder mm-hmm. as you had in the past. You know, what advice would you give to that person?
I would say... You should definitely consider flexible dieting, consider reverse dieting. Look at my data of what I did, because I literally did this to help other people who were in my situation. Like, I wanted them to see my data so they would know that they can do it too. Because I was just normal. I mean, I am just a normal girl. Like, at that point, I was not even thinking about competing. I just wanted to get my calories higher and not gain a crap ton of weight and not like freak out. So psychologically, reverse dieting slowly like I did helped me so much. And I really think it can help people. I would just say, I also have on my blog an IFYM guide that has like step-by-step layman's terms exactly how to reverse diet. It just explains it in very simple terms that aren't like scary and crazy. So I would say check out my blog.
Cool. I will definitely look into that, and Romer will, and I know everyone that watches this or listens to this on iTunes will look into that. Kate, you are your motivation. You're an awesome person. I can see that and hear that right through Skype. So that's a good thing. I say keep doing what you're doing.
So nice.
Doing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I get kind of mushy every now and then. Cool. But keep doing what you're doing. Aww. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing right.
Thank sure. you.
Okay, any final words for your fans?
Thanks. You guys too. Say that one more time.
Kate, any final words for your fans?
I would say my final words are I love you guys. Thank you for being my friend and for following me and being so encouraging. And yeah, that's about it.
There you go. Kate, thank you very much. This is it was great speaking with you today. Very motivational. And for those people out there, again, go to her YouTube page. It's amazing videos out there, amazing recipes. So inspiring and motivational. So again, The Macro Experiment. We'll link it down in the description. We'll also link Avatar Nutrition in the description.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to subscribe, comment down below, and who the frig do you want to see? Oh, sorry. He hits me every night. Why do you do that? Why do you hit me?
Do you see how he treats me?
I was just telling people to like maybe subscribe and comment below.
There you go, guys. Subscribe to the channel. Like the channel. Again, remember, go to The Macro Experiment.
Sean, why did you hit me, Sean? Why did Romer hit me?